have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world, when you hit that play button, so glad you did. You have indeed found the Genesis Frequency Personal, Professional, and Leadership Development Podcast coming at you. And this is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, coming at you and, you know, just diving right into all things that move us along, right? Move us along this path of life and living in a successful way. We know that success is a progressive realization of worthy ideals, and we should always be in pursuit of that something greater and grander that's calling us. And that's really the key. What is calling you, right? Because you probably have some ambitions and some desires and some hopes and some dreams and some aspirations that you want to achieve and accomplish in your life. And what I share here through this podcast, the Genesis Frequency, is waves that I found in my life through study, through application, and action that have worked, that are proven. This is not a podcast about the host being me, reading a book and then telling you what's in the book, although I do a lot of it, but over years and years and years and years and years and years, I have applied the wisdom gained, the knowledge that I've acquired in my own life. Some things worked out great, some things maybe not so much. But, you know, it all comes down to the passion and desire. And that's what we talked about the last episode. And that's really woven through all the episodes that I do is what do you want? What is the desire? We're going to make a little subtle shift today and talk about more in terms of the organization of the company, whether it's a small business or it's in your corporate environment, whether you're a C-suite executive, manager, supervisor, executive on the executive team, or rather, you know, maybe you're just someone that is starting out, maybe you're entry level and you want to know how can you wrap yourself into the corporate culture and the corporate goals and apprehend all of the mindset and the consciousness of the company that will help you move along. Because this is all about making quantum leaps, right? Because we all want to get in the fast lane. We all want to say shortcut, but you know, there's some things we can't really shortcut, but there is ways to do things the certain way that I often talk about, a certain way to do things by cooperating with the laws of infinite potential that can really foster a quantum leap when we are participating and moving from where we are to where we want to be. Doing things in a certain way, cooperating with the laws of infinite potential. And I talk about these laws of infinite potential all the time. You may feel that, well, what does that really mean? But you know, really, I'm talking about how we're wired as human beings living this life. And that's really what it's all about. Personal and professional development is navigating the human experience by understanding our behavior, the behavior of others, just some of the natural and universal laws that are just exist, just that are. And I can stop, I can put a period right there, right after R. So we're going to continue a little bit with the burning desire, but this is more within the organization But, you know, they all overlap. When we're talking about personal and professional goals, everything overlaps, whether it's personal, professional, or leadership development. They're all tied together. They're not in separate compartments, so to speak. So just know whatever it is you're working on in your life. I know there's people out there say, well, he's going to talk about desire within the corporation. I'm hitting the button right now. I'm an entrepreneur. Well, don't do that, because you have to think of yourself as the vision that you have being a reality right here and now. So if you are an entrepreneur, how do you want your business to look? I mean, you are the CEO of your life. You are the C-suite executive of your own life. And when we talk about professional goals and leadership goals and professional development and leadership development, you have to tie that into your personal life, because you have to be satisfying those desires in your personal life at the same time. And most of us spend a great deal of time in the work environment, whether it is for ourselves as an entrepreneur or in the corporate environment or in your small business. We spend a great deal of time doing that because we have to earn a living, right? We have to do something. We have to be in service that produces enough for us to sustain our livelihood and experience the things that we want to experience in great abundance, I might add, because you can do that, right? So really, this show is about overcoming. It's about transformation. So how do we really develop that burning desire? Say, well, yeah, I want this goal. This is where I want to go. But you say, I don't really have that burning desire and passion around that. I'm not really passionate about it. Well, then you probably have the wrong one. You got to go back and listen to several episodes. Just go to the website, thegenesisfrequency.com, and search on goals. I put keywords on every episode. So look to goals. And I'm not going to talk about that today, because you got to get it right. If you got the right goal, the goal that excites you and scares you at the same time, that makes the hair on your arms stand up when you move into the thought patterns that are in alignment with it, like, yeah, that's what I want more than anything, the desire is going to be there. Now, in the organization, we might have to do some developing. We might have to nurture this desire. And we're going to need to get other people to go along with it as well. So I'm going to look again to the 5 pillars of leadership, how to bridge the leadership gap. This is a book written by Paul J. Meyer and Randy Schlechta. Now, Paul J. Meyer is the founder of Leadership Management International, and I happen to be a proud franchisee of Leadership Management International. And Randy Schlechta is the current CEO. And this book is just really practical, common sense for leadership, for development, personally and professionally, and doing it on a rock-solid foundation of character and integrity. So there's a little section here, and I want to share some of this. In fact, I'm going to read a couple paragraphs here in this section that says, 5 steps to developing desire and passion. They say, to create desire and passion, successful leaders understand that they must challenge themselves and their team members. How individuals choose to react to a challenge determines their destiny. When do you challenge yourself? As a truly effective leader, you recognize that each new day brings with it the challenge of a new opportunity to improve yesterday's record, to compete against yourself, to grow personally. The desire and passion with which you and your team members face a challenge is an essential part of the soul of your organization. Without it, you and your team lack spiritual guidance and creative expression. Without desire and passion, there is no intuition. Missing is the still, small voice within you to provide insight into both situations and people. Without desire and passion, all your talents and abilities tend to lie fallow and unresponsive. Your potential is hidden, buried, and dormant. If you have allowed past leadership disappointments to destroy your passion and desire, you can rebuild even greater stores of these essential qualities. Here are the 5 steps to rekindling your desire and passion. Now, we're going to go through each one of these one at a time. Now, I don't know if we're going to have enough time to get through all 5. I can look at the clock ticking here, and I can tell you right now this will probably be a multi-part episode. So let's dive into the first one and take a look at this. Remember, desire and passion, they go hand in hand. What do you want? How do we get there? How do we face these challenges? Where is our attitude? And I have plenty of shows on attitude and all those things. So you can go back and listen to those. Let's dive into this first step. And getting it right is knowing where you want to go. That's what I'm talking about. So the first step is strive to gain self-knowledge. Examine your innermost being. Get to know yourself, your abilities, your potential, and your needs. Know what excites and energizes you. I talked about that a lot in the past episode. Those things that excite us and energize us are not necessarily the goal in and of themselves, right? In the last episode, I talked about whatever it is I'm in pursuit of as far as a goal. I still have to have that element of being in, near, and around big water, you know, like oceans, the Gulf of Mexico. That's why I live on the island, you know. I have to be around water. I have to have music constantly playing in the background. Music does something to my soul. That kind of thing. So this is about knowing yourself. They say know what excites and energizes you, because you want to infuse this into whatever you are in pursuit of, whether it's a corporate goal or a personal goal. Know what motivates you to take action. Crystallize your thinking and your objectives and clarify your own personal sense of values so that you know exactly what you believe about yourself, about life in general, and about other people. Only with adequate self-knowledge can you identify the goals that will produce enough challenge and interest to create the desire and passion you must have if you are to pursue them to achievement. There is a lot there in that one first step. You're gaining self-knowledge. You know, so many people don't realize that they don't really know themselves. You have to push back a little bit. You have to go into that quiet space and just objectively take a look at your life and take a look within subjectively and doing an honest inventory of, you know, here's what I'm really good at. Here's what I really need to improve at. Here's how I can improve that area. Here's how I add more of what I'm really, really good at, whatever that may be. But you have to know this about yourself, because sometimes when I talk to people about setting goals, whether it's in the corporate environment or for themselves personally, they set big dream goals, which I encourage them to do, and they say they're willing and able, but they skip that part about, well, I'm willing and able. Well, that willingness might include something that you have to overcome and maybe a trait, a personality or character trait that maybe isn't in a supportive enough capacity that's going to really be needed to accomplish that big dream goal that you set. Does that make sense? So I can say I'm willing and able, but saying that I'm willing and able, I might have to, maybe I have to take a course in a foreign language or something like that, okay? So that becomes part of it. So many people want to jump right to law and say, well, if I'm willing and able, man, I can have this big dream goal. You know, I want to live in Spain for 2 years. Well, you might want to, you might want to take that language class, right? So that may be part of it. So know yourself, get to know yourself, your abilities, your potential. When we're looking at these goals, this potential ties into what do I need, right? Because you have the potential to learn and acquire any skill. Some things you you may be better at. I acknowledge and respect that. You know, some people say, hey, no, no, there's too much math involved. Well, then you don't meet that willingness criteria, right? And that's okay. If you're willing and able, you can go take some remedial math classes or whatever it is you need, but that's just an example. But you have to be willing and able. And so this is what you have to know about yourself. Well, I have this habit of doing this. I have this habit. And I do a program all about, we spend several weeks in identifying those habits. This is part of getting to know yourself. I know that part of my non-productive activity that I habitually participate in is this, and this, and this. So when we do this self-knowledge work and we identify those things, we have to go to work on replacing those non-productive activities with productive activities that contributes to the advancement of where we want to be, what we want to have, what we want to do in our lives, right? So we want to get clear about this, and we want to know, to further that, we want to know really what motivates us. Now, everybody's different when it comes to this. Some are motivated, are ego-driven, and their own ego is enough of a motivator. I'll be number one. I'll be king of the hill. Everybody will look up to me. I'll get the medal. I'll get the trophy. And that's, if that's you, that's fine. But identify that. Some are purely motivated by money, right? By finances and riches. And that's okay, too. But you have to know what motivates you so you can tie it in, maybe as a reward, maybe as something that drives you, maybe something that fuels that passion and that burning desire. What motivates you? And it can be any number of things, but you have to know what it is. To set a goal and not have that motivator built in, you're going to probably fall flat. You won't get excited about it. So you want to tie that motivator in. That's the first step in developing desire and passion. Then crystallize your thinking around your objectives. Clarify your own personal sense of values. You got to know what I'm going, hey, I'll do this, but I'm not going to do that, right? You have to stand on a firm foundation of character and integrity and your own personal values. What are there? Have you done that work? Do you know what they are? You know, honesty, integrity, character, what matters to you. Know exactly what you believe about yourself. Now, what you think about yourself, what do you really believe about yourself? What do you believe about yourself? So that's so important. What do you believe about life in general? What do you believe about other people? So you got to do this work about believe your inner beliefs. And I have plenty of episodes on that as well. Again, go to thegenesisfrequency.com and punch in the keyword when you're on episodes, punch in the keyword beliefs. Because we got to do this. We got to examine our beliefs. Because go back to that productivity I talked about and the habitual behavior that we engage in, they're based on some kind of belief. We either believe we can, we believe we can't. Whatever it is, it's true for us. And some of our beliefs, when we start to examine them, we realize, where did this come from? Why do I believe what I do? Why do I believe that I'm not good enough to do this? Why do I believe that somebody else can accumulate, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 figures and I can't? Why do I believe that? Why do I believe I can accomplish my goals and others can't? What do you believe about other people? Examine, take the time to examine your beliefs. Know exactly what you believe about yourself and life in general and other people. So it says, this first step is saying that only with adequate self-knowledge can you identify the goals that will prove enough of a challenge. So when you know yourself and you know what you're willing and able to do, you're basing everything on your values and what you will and won't do. And you can move in those motivators, knowing what motivates you, knowing what motivates your team members, right? Because leadership is about empowerment. You want them to tie this corporate goal, this professional goal, into some personal goals for themselves. You want to know what their motivators are as well. So you might want to do some mastermind sessions and get people together to do some ideation, to just do some discovery. You know, part of teamwork is exploring vulnerability. So when people do that and they start to share from that place, you develop this trust. And when you develop this trust, then they're going to open up and talk about what their motivators are. So you have a team member that's really motivated by dollars and cents. And you have this other team member, hey, the dollars and cents don't mean as much as it does the recognition. Well, you can help them encourage. Maybe you as the leader can build in the motivators that they're going to strive for that will excite them. Or you can have them, depending on where they are in the team, develop them for themselves. So we're tying the personal ambitions, the personal motivators in, and we're building. This is just the first step, and I'm almost out of time, so we're going to stop at the first step. But this is the first step in developing desire and passion, gaining that self-knowledge about you, examining your beliefs, examining your inner being, knowing your values, know what excites and energizes you, know what motivates you, and then getting to know what motivates your team members and excites and energizes them. You got to start from this place. You got to start from this place. And really, you know, I said getting it right and knowing what you want. Well, this ties into that step of knowing what that is, because, boy, you got to get all these elements right. You really do. So as you're considering the corporate goals and you're considering what you want for yourself personally, do this work. Do this work so you can tie it all together. It's going to be so much more meaningful, and you're going to be so happy that you laid this foundation. And I think that, remember in the beginning I said, hey, this might not, you might think this isn't for you if you're thinking, hey, I'm just working on some personal stuff. I'm not in a corporate environment. I think you can see now, after sharing just this first step, how it does relate to us personally, because we got to do all these things. Say we're not in an environment where we're working on corporate goals. Maybe we're in a place in our life where we're done working, but we want to accomplish, we want to do some things now focused on us. You still got to do the same thing. Maybe you're not looking as deeply into other team members, but you have other people that hopefully will be your support mechanism that'll help you accomplish some of the things you want to accomplish in your life. So these are all relevant to your own experience. So don't take them lightly. Again, we're talking more about application and action. So listen to this. Listen to what I shared today. I know I jumped around a little bit, but listen and apply this in your life. Find out, how can I apply this? How can I make an application into my particular situation right here and now? How can I take action, right? How can I be this right now? And then what steps can I take? That's the doing, right? We be, do, and have, but we got to get it in the right order. And what action can I take, right? How can I step more into this? How can I apply what I learned here today? How can I take action around what I learned here today? Maybe it's just pushing back, spending 15 minutes in the silence, 3, 4, 5 times a week, maybe more, and just doing that self-knowledge, that self-examination. We'll talk more about this moving forward. I think this is a good place to stop. I've gone a little bit over. Apologize for that. Hey, you want some help with this? You want to do some training within your corporation? You want a keynote speaker? You want to do a lunch and learn? You want to investigate what I have coming up as far as open enrollments, as far as personal, professional, and leadership development? Reach out to me. My calendar can be found at successappointment.com. Successappointment.com will open up calendar in your time zone. You schedule a spot and we'll just do a little call to get to know each other a little bit so I can help you identify what it is that you want to experience in your life. We can identify why you don't have it yet. What are some of the obstacles you've encountered, and set you out with a plan to move you in the right direction efficiently and effectively. So I do that for my listeners. Reach out and we can do that. And also, don't forget, if you are looking for an opportunity within the personal and professional and leadership development space. I have a couple different ones that you might be interested in. So reach out. We can have a conversation around that. And let's just talk. Let's just talk. I love speaking with listeners. Something free I provide. There's no charge for this. So I'd love to hear from you. That's it for now. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency Podcast, and this is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Cusmina, wishing you an infinitely spectacular day. God bless you.